लेट्स स्टार्ट विद द 13th श्लोक। चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः तस्य कर्तारमपि माम् विद्यकर्तारमव्ययम्। टुगेदर चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः तस्य कर्तारमपि माम् विद्यकर्तारमव्ययम्। So pretty straightforward meaning, Chaturvarnyam, the four divisions, Maya Srashtam, by me, I am the one who has created this, based on the Guna Karma, based on their aptitude, and we'll talk about this, Karma actions, Vibhagasha division, and in some commentaries, they have also mentioned Vibhagasha as based also on the Shama Dhamma, like the control of senses, control of mind, things like that. Tasya kartaram api. So even though I seem to be the one who has done this, vidya kartaram avyayam vidhi. Know me as I am not the one who has done this. I am not the doer, as has been mentioned in the previous shlokas. I am not the one who has done this, because I am unborn and immutable, indestructible. I am not the one who has done this, but I am the one who is doing this, but realize I am not the actual one who has done this. So this division thing in every place, organization, even in this world, we have the division of the developed country, then we have the developing country, then we have underdeveloped or third world countries. At United Nations, they have all those aspects. So they did it, it's done there. In all the tech companies, Apple, Google, they have a division that is dedicated for IT development, software. Then they have a division for, as a backup, to provide any troubleshooting support. Then they have a division which is responsible for the management, and then there's somebody who's sitting on the top who looks after the whole thing, who's going to decide what direction the company is going to go. He's going to make sure the company sustains, survives. He has to provide the thinking. Otherwise, the company, whatever product, whatever, say, Apple iPhone, what we have right now, in a few years, in a few months, it's going to be obsolete. They're in competition with Samsung, LG, whatever. Just an example. So somebody has to think, and then somebody has to do. Somebody has to come up with the money, and the person who does the actual legwork is different. So the person who does the legwork, he cannot do the CEO's job or vice versa. Our mission, Anilji is doing the thinking, policy making, teaching. Then we have a certain group of people who are responsible for funding, resources. Then we have some of us offer our seva by being volunteers, by putting up the chairs and the tables for the lunch. Even in our day-to-day life, I, as an individual, is the thinker when I'm thinking about how to plan my life, my kids' life. Then when I go out, I have to protect my family. I'm a Kshatriya, I'm a protector. Then I have to earn money for my kids, for my family, sustain my life. I'm a Vaishya in that aspect. Then we all know in the USA we have to do all of our things ourselves. Nobody is going to come and do it for us. So we are the Shudras also. We have to do our own dishes. We have to do our dishwasher, right? We have to make our own tea, most of us. So nobody is going to come and do it for us. So in one person also, the division is there depending on what time of the day. So we all do that. So the division again is not based on the gender, it's not based on the color, it's not based on a physical aspect or a caste. The division is based on, number one, the gunas. Gunas, we know, we have studied this, the three gunas, the sattva guna, the rajas guna, and the tamasic guna. The sattva is when we are dwelling on the knowledge, when we are thinking for the purification of our mind with the idea of attaining the supreme truth in good company, peaceful, sattvic. And then the rajasic, we have seen when we have to go out, there is some aggression there, we work, we have to protect. That's the more aggression part. And tamasic is laziness, sitting around, doing nothing, sleeping. So these are the three gunas. And then the karma, the actions. So the gunas is the mental aptitude, the temperament that we have. And then based on that temperament, karmaja, born out of the actions. So our actions come out based on the temperament that we have. We are going to act based on our mental aptitude. And all of us have a different mental aptitude. We also talked about like how we are made of these five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth. So the more, say for example, the gross is concerned prithvi aspect, the earth aspect. So it's heavy, right? So we are the most grossest earth. Then we talk about the celestial beings, the devatas. They have more of a air aspect. So they are lighter up. They're not on the ground. So we see, imagine those things. You know, they're always flying in the sky and all. So defying gravity. So they have more of that aspect. And we have more of a simple to understand. And then different time of the day. Morning time is very peaceful, very quiet. We have that. Sattvic aspect. During the daytime, we go out to earn rajasic, and evening, sleeping. So, the Lord says, the people, those people in the society who are doing the thinking, who are doing the research, who are doing the policy making, for shaping the future, not for now, but for 20, 40, 50 years down the road. The one who actually provide the mental aspect, they are the ones who are the brahmanas. A person who is thinking about his journey, soul searching, the journey of the jiva / soul, and the journey of the jiva in this body. So there is a difference here. The jiva, the soul, the inner instrument, antahakaran, buddhi, intellect, mind, versus this body. There's a difference. So when I live 50, 60, 70 years, I have lived my life, I'm still living, I've acquired good money, I have a big house, I have a nice car. So I've spent that duration of years in my life, in this flesh, bones. So I've made a lot of progress. But has my soul, has my jiva moved an inch or not? physically acted, physically attained, but has my soul moved any distance at all? A person born in a certain family, in a certain kul, having that ceremony across the chest, the threading ceremony, that is not the one Bhagavan is calling as Brahmanas. Bhagavan is calling Brahmana that person who's dwelling on what is the purpose of my life, who's doing the thinking aspect. That person is a Brahmana. And then there are certain people who are there to provide protection to these people. The Kshatriyas, the warrior class, the one who acts, the ruler class. And even the ruler class has to come to the Brahmanas, the thinking people, the teachers, to seek for guidance. And they are considered even higher than the Kshatriyas, the rulers. Arjuna came to Bhagwan. Arjuna was a great warrior. Lord Ram, Bhagwan Ram, had Guru Vashishth as his kul guru. In Bhagavatam, we see when the king Parikshit, by mistake, he put that snake around the Shringi Rishi when he was sitting in meditation because he was very angry. Because it's a long story. So he put a snake around Rishi Shringi, and then he went. So Bhagwan, Rishi Shringi's son, he was a young boy, but he had done great tapas himself, and he was a Brahmana. And the kings, they were sending their kids to the rishis for education, teaching. So he got upset. He said, these kings, what do they think of themselves? They are doormen. That's how it was considered. The kings were considered to be the doormen of the rishis. How dare he did that? And then he cursed that he will die in 7 days. The snake Takshak is going to come and bite Parikshit, and he's going to die. And then what happened was a different story. Then he also felt bad. His father said, you shouldn't have done that. So the point is, and the rishis were also looked upon by the Kshatriya class. And then we have the Vaishyas, the trading class, who's going to get the funding and the resource for the running of the organization or for the country. And then we have the people who do actual legwork, who do the seva. And all of this with the idea that this is divine for others, not as a selfish idea. So broadly, our Gurudev, he has divided these three in 50, 30 and 20%. Sattva, 50% the topmost, 30% as rajas, and 20% as tamasic. So he says Brahmanas are those who have 50% of rajas. Sorry, 50% of sattva, 50%, 30% rajas, and 20% tamasic element. So that is a Brahmana. Kshatriya is the one who has a 50% rajasic, 30% sattvic, and 20% tamasic. And the Vaishya, the trader, has 50% also rajasic. The trade-off happens in the sattvic and tamasic. He has 30% tamasic and 20% sattvic. And then the Shudra has 50% of tamasic, 30% rajasic, and 20% sattvic. So the Brahmana, the Brahma, the person who has Brahma Karma Svabhavajana, Brahman is considered to be the one who has Shama, Dama, Tapa, and Swadhyaya, the one who has the control over the mind, the shama, control over the senses, dhamma, tapa, who does austerities, We have studied about the austerity of knowledge to purify our intellect, our inner instrument. And the one who does swadhyay, the study of the scriptures. So that person is considered to be the Brahmana. Kshatriya is the one who has shaurya, valor, teja. Tej is the brilliance. But the brilliance born out of goodness, the noble actions. Kuch bhi ho jaye, I'm not going to move away. Pran jaye par vachan na jaye. I'm not going to move from my principles. Dhriti, fortitude. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to run away from this battleground. I have to die, I will die here. But I will fight. I'll fight till the end. So that's a Kshatriya. And the Vaishya is the one who does Krishi, farming, land development, Gorakshak, that's another thing, protecting the cows, and Vanijyam, trader. Gorakshak, India, there's a lot of things going on with mob lynching for protecting the cows, but that's a whole different. That's the problem with this, some of these so-called, self-proclaimed godmen who interpret these things and then spread the misconception about what is the religion, what does the dharma say, what is not to be done, what is to be done. So that's another problem. The Gorakshak is cows in those days. Cows were considered to be the who has how many cows. That was the main point of like who, how much is wealthy, somebody is, how much wealthy he is or she is. These days the cows could be or cars. How many cards somebody has, or cards, credit cards, debit cards. So who has how much? And then the Shudras, of course, the people who serve, with the idea that everything is divine, idea of divinity, serving. All of this, the thinking, the serving, as long as these have the idea of the divinity, that this is surrendered to the Lord, that person goes to the Lord, becomes one with the Lord. And otherwise, we are here in the cycle of birth and death. And then how to become free from that, Anilji will tell you next time. We have about 8 minutes left. If there's any point out of what we have talked today. All of these shlokas basically are telling us, me, I take it myself, where do I stand in my life as of today? What am I doing? This is for me. Where do I stand? This is my own self-reflection. Here, we are so fortunate. And we are able to get this teaching. A lot of times, people don't have, what does Gita? Oh, Gita, karm karm kiye jao, phal ki chinta mat karo. Yes, that is just one minor, small part in Gita. But I myself didn't have any idea a few years ago, like what was Gita all about. But then when we, some stroke of luck, some previous punya karmas, we are here. Under the grace of with the grace of the Lord, with our Pujya Gurudev and our teachers, we are here, we are able to understand this. Otherwise, if we sit ourselves in a room in a library and derive our own meanings, and most of us do that. So the interpretation is going to be different. And then the ideas come. That no, I don't like this teaching, I like that teaching, so I'm going to go to that guru or that ashram or that lineage. And then, depending on our understanding, we start liking that and we start attending that class or some different ashram. But that's fine, as long as somebody sticks to that. It's a very simple, nice example. When it rains, when it pours like crazy, when there's a lot of water falling down, we seldom see that here in Bakersfield. But a lot of water, it's like a downpour, it's like a thunderstorm. And if there's a river or an ocean, and the water is falling in the ocean or the river, it just looks one, right? When its downpours are there, it's falling on the water, it looks just like one. There's no difference in the water on the land and the water that is falling out. It looks like one, right? And then the adjacent part is the land, some soil, some rocks, some trees. The water is falling there also, continuously splashing. That we see a clearer difference, water and the other object. But in the water, when the water itself falls, it's hard to distinguish between water and water. So the idea is the same. We are all falling like water drops. Some of us are lucky enough to fall directly in the water. Some of us have to take a long journey. Falling on the tree, falling on the rock, falling on the soil. Eventually we all will merge. That's what Lord says. Eventually you all will come to me. But what route are we taking is different for all of us. And it's controlled by us from our own karmas, our sanskaras, our vasanas, by our vivek, our discrimination, developing a dispassion. I'm going to move on more and more towards that part of the cloud that's going to make me fall directly in the water. Otherwise, we have a long journey to make. I hope I make myself clear, you know. I try to do my best. I'm nowhere as close to what Nanji does, but he does it very simply on some jokes. There's a joke on the closing note, I'll say a joke. Now, you know, we have the gods, right? Who are the local gods and everything. So a husband and wife were resting, and in the middle of the night, the husband wakes up, and then he sees there's a snake, lady snake, at the feet of his wife. She's sleeping. So he gets afraid. He says, "Oh my God!" He's afraid of that female snake. And then the female snake says, "Don't be afraid. I'm just here to offer my offerings to my goddess. She's sleeping. With all respect to our moms and sisters, so I'm just offering my prayers to my goddess, his wife." I'm not sure who everybody got the meaning or not, but. So we'll offer to the closing prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti.